Forever Callous. Sound of Cinema was presented by Matthew Sweet and produced by Chris Wines. And you can catch up with that programme again and other editions from the series all at BBC Sounds.
Get into the spirit of Advent and Christmas with me, Clive Myrie. Over 4 weeks, I'll be sharing some of my festive favourites to celebrate the season. I may even let you in on one of my personal Christmas traditions.
Clive Myrie at Christmas
starts tomorrow afternoon from 1.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
In an hour, more highlights from this year's London Jazz Festival when Kevin Legendre introduces this week's J to Z. You can hear that at 5 o'clock. First, here's Lopa Kotari with Music Planet.
And we've got a great hour for you planned. Front row seats at 4 concerts that took place at the music festival in Rudolstadt in eastern Germany, which claims it's the biggest folk roots and world music festival in the country. All you have to do is turn up the volume. A few weeks back, Catherine Tickell introduced some of the Cuban artists from the festival. This week, we bring you highlights from sets by the band Dreamer Circus from Denmark, the vocal group Afileta from Corsica, Tarab singer Siti Mukharram from Zanzibar, and first, Ima, whose players come from Ireland, England, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. This is their tune, Manx Plates, which I assume has more to do with cars than crockery. A feisty tune there from Ima called Manx Plates, recorded live at the Rudolstadt Festival in Germany this summer. More from their concert later on in the programme. Hello, I'm Lopa Katari and this is Music Planet, and it is Rudolstadt all the way this afternoon with highlights from the festival sets from four bands. Next, we're going to hear the Scandinavian trio Dreamers Circus. Cittern player Alle Kahr, fiddler Rune Tonsgaard Sørensen and pianist and accordion player Nikolai Busk. Like so many of these collaborations come projects, the three of them met at a festival in Copenhagen about 14 years ago, and they have been creating music together ever since, mixing folk with jazz and classical and lots of seat of your pants improvisation. So let's head to the 18th century Heidecksburg Palace in Rudolstadt and listen in on some of their concert, starting with this medley, Vejen til Roskilde and Two of Hearts. Thank you.
And now I have a question for you. How many of you knows the music from the Danish island of Fanø? Anyone here? Very good. Yeah, of course. That's the spirit.
That's more than in Denmark.
The music from this island is very special and holds a very dear place in our hearts here in this trio. It's one of the few places in Denmark where the traditional music is being kept alive really much to this day. And we want to play three traditional tunes from this place. First one is called Stamvillum. Second one, Hans Peter Madsen, Styk. And the last one is actually called Should We Go to Foreign Lands? And we thought to do so because we also added a little shaker tune from the Appalachian Mountains in the end, because we thought, well, that fitted quite nice with the music from Fanø. So here we go. Thank you.
you very much.
Dreamers Circus, Alekar on Sitten, Rune Tonsgaard Sørensen, violin, and Nikolai Busk, accordion and piano, playing live at the Rudolstadt Festival in Germany earlier this summer. And from the sounds of it, a big hit with the audience. So, let me tell you a bit about this festival. The first edition of the Rudolstadt Festival was in 1955, and it was essentially a stage for German folk dance. Over the decades, it's embraced folk music from other parts of Europe, but since the reunification of East and West Germany, it's had a complete and utter makeover, with now more than 30 stages, 300 concerts over the long weekend, and musicians from 40 countries around the world. Right. So, for your third concert of the day, we bring you Affiletta, the group from Corsica, and their exceptional brand of polyphonic singing. The group has been in existence for an amazing 45 years, with a younger generation now taking over from the original members, who had championed traditional Corsican polyphony and rescued it, if you will, from vanishing into obscurity. Here's highlights from their performance in the Stadtkirche, Rudolstadt's town church.
Dormi, 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 Christi, bravo, 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 e poi più caro, bianca, bianca. Adorare tu re la.
Affoletta, a six-strong polyphonic group from Corsica. I'm Lopa Katari, and on Music Planet this afternoon, we're bringing you a special programme of concerts that took place at the Rudolstadt Festival in Germany during the first weekend of July this year. Over 4 days, hundreds of musicians and thousands of punters converge on the historic town of Rudolstadt to make its walls reverberate with music. And Siti Muharram, a Tarab singer from Zanzibar, was ready to strike up a tune at the Town Hall Theatre, having joined forces with the Unguja All-Stars from Tanzania. Siti Muharram is the great-granddaughter of Siti Bint Saad, a woman who 100 years ago breathed new life into Tarab music. This was music that had essentially only been for the Sultan of Zanzibar and his royal court, a blend of Quranic verse, African polyrhythms and Indian melodies. Well, Siti Muharram has continued her great-grandmother's legacy and brought this wonderful music into the modern world, embracing jazz and other genres, yet keeping it true to its roots. Have a listen to some of her performance with the Unguja All-Stars. This is Machosi Huba.
Yeah.
Alamina Dura from Siti Muharram and the Unguja All-Stars, bringing the music of the Royal Courts of Zanzibar to the enthralled audience at the Rudolstadt Festival this summer. Well, we started our Music Planet Rudolstadt programme today with a track from the folk band Imar. Well, here's more from their performance at the festival. Last time I saw these guys was about 5 years ago at Celtic Connections in Glasgow, and we laughed about the fact that introducing them sounded like the opening line of a classic corny joke, because they are an Irishman, a Scotsman and an Englishman, and two guys from the Isle of Man. And the punchline, well, their music. It is energetic, it was humorous, and definitely the star of the show. Actually, they call themselves a Scottish band because they all met in Glasgow. And whilst they all still play in other groups and have their solo careers, there's no doubt that this grouping is special to them, allowing them to channel their inner Viking warrior. After all, that is who they named themselves after, Imar, the 9th century Nordic leader who on his death was given the title King of the Norsemen of all Ireland and Britain. So, here is Imar in fighting glory, aptly playing on the castle terrace at the Rudolstadt Festival.
We'll be right back. Here's one, two, two, three, four. What's the answer?
Multi-award-winning Scottish band Imar, Adam Brown, Adam Rhodes, Mohsen Amini, Ryan Murphy and Tomas Callister recorded live at the Rudolstadt Festival in July. And that is it for Music Planet this week. Next week, I'll be joined by the Polish band Kroka for some sparkly live music in the studio. But I leave you with one more from Imar and their jaw-dropping virtuosity. Splinter O'Neill, dedicated to their sound engineer, Kevin O'Neill. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Saturday.
Music by Imar, ending this week's Music Planet, which was introduced by Lopa Kotari. The producer was Roger Short, and as ever, you can find details of the music on the BBC Radio 3 website.
Radio 3 in concert.
Your front row seat to the world's best live classical music.
A very warm welcome to Hodonot Hall.
Helena Ibrahimova back on stage.
Huge warmth in the room for that performance.
Another standing ovation here in Liverpool tonight.
Unique performances you won't get anywhere else.
Radio 3 in concert.
weekday evenings from 7:30.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Saturday. It's just after 5 o'clock. That means it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today, more from a dazzling solo piano set by Hiromi, recorded on our J to Z Present stage at the London Jazz Festival. But first, some music to make you feel the spirit. This is saxophonist Isaiah Collier with a song called Retreat.